The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. On one occasion, a lawyer stood up to pose this question to Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit everlasting life?" And Jesus answered him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you shall live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "There was a man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho who fell in with robbers. They stripped him, beating him, then went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road. He saw him, but continued on his journey. Likewise, there was a Levite who came the same way, and he saw him and went on. But a Samaritan who was journeying along came on him. He was moved with pity at the sight. He approached him and dressed his wounds, pouring in oil and wine as a means to heal. He then hoisted him on his own beast and brought him to an inn where he cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver pieces and gave them to the innkeeper with the request, 'Look after him. And if there is any further expense, I will repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the man who fell in with robbers?" And the answer came, "The one who treated him with compassion." Jesus said to him, "Then go and do the same." The Gospel of the Lord. Quite a parable, yes? You sure? You like it? You really like it? Good. What do you like about it? Pardon? A great lesson for every day. Sure is. Every day, absolutely. My first recollections of hearing it were in elementary school when we used to hear those Bible stories. And on hearing this story the first time, and then we would get up and the teacher would say to us, "Now you be the Samaritan, you be the priest, you be the Levite, I want to be the robber," right? And we would act out the little parts so as to get the story really in here. There's nothing like a visual or a practice of it to interiorize the truth. And I don't know how many times we've done that. I've done it with youth in the diocese over the years. We act out that parable. But the very first time I heard it, I thought, there's something wrong with that. You ever get that feeling hearing this parable? You don't? Pardon? You do? No. You're not sure. Okay. Tell me. You don't feel that there's something wrong with this? How many people feel there's something wrong with this? Oh, Lord, have mercy. There's something radically wrong. You got to think, how in the world could it unfold that way? It's a great parable. Parable was the teaching tool of the Master, the Christ. He loved to use parables because the great thing about a parable, he didn't judge people and say, "Now, let me tell you what your problem is." He said, "Let me tell you this story, this circumstance, and you evaluate yourself in that story." You go ahead and delineate, or you go ahead and put in the moral values, you put in the ethnic values, you put in the religious values into the story, and tell me about yourself. He didn't judge them, he invited them to be self-judging. And what a powerful, powerful parable. You find any difficulty with that parable? A little? A priest, oh yeah, go get the priest, sure. Oh yeah, man, hey. How about the lawyer, huh? No, that's, yeah. Hey, all of those things, great little nuances, but they're a little piece of the sideshow, to be quite honest. Actually, in the original text, it said, a certain lawyer, a certain priest, a certain Levi. And we were wondering, what is a Levi? Somebody who wears Levi's, you know, when we were growing up? A Levi. A Levi was from the holy priestly class in the Old Testament. It's a lot of material in there. Man, this guy didn't know he was beginning a storm in a teacup. This lawyer or this student of the law or scholar, he raises a question, and according to St. Luke, he was doing it with a bit of brashness. It says in the script, to disconcert him, this student of the law or this lawyer asked him a question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Hey, that's a good old question, really, right? Hey, I ask myself that a lot now. You know, at this age of my life, it's much more important than it used to be. For all of us, when we get to this mature age, it becomes more and more a valuable question. What must I do to inherit life? St. Matthew and St. Mark deal with it slightly differently, but the message is the same. The lawyer or the student of the law stood up to ask him a question. He said, which is the greatest commandment? And they are kind of interchangeable. What must I do to inherit life? What is the greatest commandment? In other words, how must I really live? Wow, did Jesus have something in store for this chap? He thought he knew a lot about it. I mean, it's evident. That's what Luke is presenting. There are no moral values or attributes or no delineations that he was this one. What nationality was the individual that fell among robbers? He was from Samaria, right? Samaritan. No, he wasn't. Right? No. What do we assume? We assume he was a Jew, right? He was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, as many individuals would have, making the trip down from there. And sure enough, he falls among robbers. You get the intimation, perhaps, or you kind of move toward a conclusion based on the way the parable unfolds. He's probably a Jew. Jews and Samaritans and all of those different nuances in there. And so Jesus says, now look at this scene carefully. Here is a man lying. He has been beaten up and left half dead. Priest comes along the way. What would you expect of a priest? Hey, that he would have some compassion and understanding. We knew that priest when we were growing up. No, I'm only joking. But hey, we expect it of people. We particularly expect it of this person, and then a Levite being of the priestly class, we would expect the same, no less. But it's a real telltale story. Because while we know very little about them, a certain priest, a certain Levite, a certain Samaritan, they are going down this road, making this journey. And we know very little about them beyond that. And at the end of the story, we still know very little about them. But we know something really significant. We know what kind of person they are. Wow. Talk about revealing. Talk about undressing and getting rid of all of the clothing that we put on and hiding behind. Jesus enters into that arena saying, watch this. They were unclothed. All their masks and images and what they would do and what they might do, they were undone. The priest and the Levite failed the test. When it came to crunch time, they were self-absorbed. And for whatever reasons, or their own particular special reasons, they couldn't see to helping the chap in need. The Samaritan. Samaritan must have been a carer, you would say. It came pretty natural to him. He went over, he knew how to respond. He took wine and oil and poured it into the wounds, having them from his own things, and helped him, and then gets him up on his mule and carries him to the inn and says, please take care of this individual. Not concerned about who he is, what he is. But the parable reveals who's who. It unmasks the individuals and shows their true character when it comes down to it. That's where Jesus was leading it and saying, how do you see yourself in this circumstance? Who is your neighbor? Yeah, we have ideas, our neighbor, people who live on this street with us, and maybe the street over or whatever. Jesus is saying, neighbor in the Christian experience now, that's a different thing. And he pushes the question, what if this is black man? What if this is black woman? What if this is Muslim? Man, woman. What if this is white man, woman? What if this is homosexual or gay or lesbian? He pushes all the parameters. He doesn't specifically go into them, but he invites us. These are all the issues. How secure am I in myself? What are my parameters? Do I only do when they are my type of person? Is that what neighbor means? Is that what the Christian experience of neighbor means? And sadly, that's a great truth. You see, the priest and the Levite, they were guilty ostensibly of the sin of omission. And for many of us as Christian, we don't think of omission. We think of commission, that I didn't commit any sins against anybody and therefore I am good. And that has got to be the most ridiculous notion of Christianity, period. The constant teaching of Jesus in the gospel is that is not true. We are responsible for the building up of the kingdom, for the proclamation of the kingdom, the sharing of the kingdom, the witnessing of the kingdom. The sins of omission are the greatest sins. That's why it is written in there, Paul has it, Peter has it. The one who loves much, much is forgiven them. The one who engages life. But there is a perception about Christianity. If I steer clear of the issues and steer clear of people in trouble, then I am okay. No, I'm not okay. That's where the parable is really difficult. It really undoes the conventions of our society. And it says, who are you in this story? Where do you find yourself? Too often we excuse ourselves
we say, if this is not my personal beliefs or religious beliefs, then I'm not responsible for the other person. That is not true. We've confused my beliefs with my need to be tolerant, and we've rolled them all into one. Tolerance is the virtue called for when my beliefs are different from the other. We have a great lack of tolerance in our world and in our lives today. In the final analysis, we may see this parable as, I am that man. I am the one who has fallen among thieves and robbers. When I was created or born into this world, I was completely in the image of my Creator. Look at me now, with all of my judgments and prejudices and unwillingness to forgive and to be forgiven, to be reconciled. The journey of life. I've been robbed of who I am in Him. Now it's a different parable. Who is going to save me from myself?